Greetings to you, this is Pastor Jerry Goth here on the nice blizzardy Monday morning. Yesterday at church, we were blessed with the third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, and the text we had for our Old Testament reading was about the very common story of Jonah, indeed, who had to go and preach to Nineveh. Of course, he ran from God and despised such preaching, but God turned him around, didn't he? He swallowed him by a fish, and after that little encounter, he came back and he preached the call of repentance to those in Nineveh, a not-so-godly people, and yet they did repent, and God relented from bringing such disaster. And so, too, we find this in our gospel reading, the joy of Jesus, who, after John the Baptizer was arrested, was sent in the same manner, still calling sinners to repentance, with the phrase, as he said, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel." And we saw that because he went to his first disciples, who would be apostles, and he called them, saying very simply, "Follow me." And they left their families, they left their jobs. They had a life changed by that word of God. And so that's what we focused on Sunday this week in the sermon, was from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning at verse 29. St. Paul really throws a zinger at us, because all the things that we do cherish, like family, having to go through the loss of loved ones, rejoicing over those important times in life and the good things God gives for life, the way we live our lives through buying and having to work, and even the very way that we have to deal with the world. All these things, St. Paul says, are able to finally find out that they're passing away, that these things are growing very short. Because what St. Paul sees is that Christ has come by his death and resurrection. He indeed lives and reigns to all eternity, and he comes to us by word and sacrament. May you be able to find in the sermon from Sunday that joy needed to recognize that, indeed, how to please the Lord gives us undivided hope, a true peace, an undivided devotion to him. And yet we're pulled, aren't we, in every direction, because he gives us good things for this life at the present time. But St. Paul's concern is not to have interests divided. And that calls us to repentance. Remember that our grace and our salvation and our peace will not come through anything in this life. Indeed, and we can enjoy these things. We can fight for these things, as we talked about sanctity of human life Sunday, and the value of life we have, but may we never forget that life has come to us, and this eternal life is what we trust in, because our works will not save, but Jesus does. Peace be with you in our Savior's name. And so we conclude with the collect of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.